जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना, यमुना तीर वनचारी, नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेषाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने, नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेषाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिन इति नामिने, नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे, निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश चारिणे, नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे, निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश चारिणे, जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद, जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद, जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद, जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद, जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद, जय अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद, जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद, जय अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद, गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय, राधा रमन हरि गोविंद जय जय, राधा रमन हरि गोविंद जय जय, गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय, राधा रमन हरि गोविंद जय जय, राधा रमन हरि गोविंद जय जय, गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय, राधा रमन हरि गोविंद जय जय, राधा रमन हरि गोविंद जय जय, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 So we are here assembled on a monthly basis to hear the great scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are 12 cantos, skandhas, and there are 18,000 shlokas. And many times within the Bhagavatam itself, it gives you an understanding of the importance of Srimad Bhagavatam. Its glories are enunciated in the final canto, the 12th canto, but throughout, its very special position is described. It is described by its author, Vyasadeva. It is described by its speaker, Shukadeva Goswami. It is also described by various other devotees. In the preamble, the first three verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, the third verse is something that should help you to fix your mind on today's narration. Nigama kalpaturar galitang phalam. There is a tree. It is called the tree of knowledge. That tree of knowledge we understand to be known as Vedas. That tree of knowledge consists of the four Vedas, 108 Upanishads, 18 Puranas, the various Itihasas or histories. Also included is the great epic Mahabharata, a chapter of which is known as Bhagavad Gita. And there is also the Vedanta Sutra. All those Vedic writings, it's compared to a tree. But there is a ripened fruit of that tree. Not just the fruit, ripened fruit. Just like in India, your favorite fruit, mango. Also popular here in America and other places. South America also, they like mango. So there's green mango, which you use to make pickle, achar. But the mango that you like to eat is that ripened one. As a side story, 500 years ago, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to feed the devotees. They had done strenuous kirtan for hours. They were all hungry. So Lord Chaitanya said, just go over here. And they saw a tree. And then it was full of mango fruits without the covering. Just the mango pulp. Fully ready. One fruit, satisfied. So nigama kalpatura galitam phalam means that in this tree of knowledge, there is a ripened fruit. That ripened fruit is Srimad Bhagavatam. So that is important to understand. The two most important scriptures, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Gita should be understood properly, thoroughly, in order to understand Srimad Bhagavatam. Just as if you wanted to understand the Vedanta Sutra, you first have to be very conversant with the 108 Upanishads, because everything in the Vedanta Sutra is referenced in those 108 Upanishads. If you don't read, you'll be lost. You won't know what they're talking about. So Srimad Bhagavatam picks up where Bhagavad Gita leaves off. The whole point of Bhagavad Gita is to establish that the Supreme God of all gods is right here on your altar, Lord Sri Krishna. And as Krishna himself points out, the message of Bhagavad Gita is that one should take shelter of him. One should surrender to him. The process by which one surrenders or takes shelter of Krishna is known as bhakti yoga. That is the process. It's not a vague thing. It's a science. It's a science. Means there is a procedure. You can't make up your own religion. That's the problem in the age of Kali. It's even mentioned in the 10th verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. In the age of Kali, people want to make up their own religion. That's what they want to do. You see it here in America. They've got so many different kinds of yoga. Hot yoga, cold yoga, sex yoga, boga yoga. Why? Because that's the symptom of the age of Kali. Everybody wants to make up their own thing. I'm okay, you okay, that's... No. That's why Yamaraj, in 6th canto, gives us the correct definition of religion, dharma. Very important statement by Yamaraj, the judge, the controller of death, who we're all going to meet one day. We're all going to meet. So what did he say? Dharman tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. He says, what is dharma? What is religion? What God says. And Bhagavad Gita, God is telling you who God is. Otherwise, why is it called Bhagavad Gita? It's God's word, his message. Just like in the government, you have your different State of the Union address or inaugural address. So the president comes out and says, this is what is happening. This is what we're going to do. So God himself speaks for himself in Bhagavad Gita. And he says, I'm God, and you should surrender to me. And how should you surrender to me? In the ninefold process of bhakti yoga, which number one you're doing right now. The mere fact that you came in here and you haven't left, thank you, that you haven't left. In the early days when Prabhupada started his movement, they would do 45-minute kirtan. Then Prabhupada would give class, half the audience would walk away. This is hard. I understand it. It's hard to sit and hear someone talk. It's hard. I know. I've been in your position millions of times. That's why my job is to make it attractive to you, so you don't go like this. Let's go. That's my job. I have to give you the medicine in such a way that you don't mind taking it. That's why I have to spend all week getting ready. I can't just spend the whole week sitting back. Oh, I got a lecture tonight. Okay, whatever. No, doesn't work that way. I have to be prepared. It's like a lawyer. If a lawyer is going to make his final argument, he goes over that. Because one little word can make the difference between success or failure. So you are doing the first item of devotional service known as shravanam, hearing. This is the beginning of spiritual life. Hearing from devotees. If you recall, because I know you all know Bhagavad Gita, right? You all know it. So we learn in Bhagavad Gita Arjuna's two qualifications why Krishna was speaking to him. Bhaktosi me sakha cheti. Two qualifications. That's all that's required. What is that? Bhakta. That you're Krishna's devotee. And then sakha, Krishna's friend. Duryodhan was not Krishna's friend, was he? No. He even tried to kidnap him. So Duryodhan was not Krishna's friend. But Arjuna was Krishna's friend. So these two qualifications, this is all you need to receive Bhagavad Gita. Doesn't say anything about man or woman or Hindu or American. No. Are you Krishna's devotee? And are you Krishna's friend? You answer that for yourself. You are eligible to understand Bhagavad Gita. As I said, Bhagavad Gita. So, the first process is to hear. And that hearing is called submissive oral reception. And along with that submissive oral reception is the attitude of service. The temple, especially, is always looking for people who are willing to do service. So if I have a service attitude and I'm hearing submissively, very easy to understand. I'm doing the second process of bhakti, known as kirtanam. Singing, chanting, speaking, describing, glorifying. It's all part of this kirtanam. And my year-long seminar that I began in January, this is, I think, the eighth session, because I did a few in the last 2 weeks in Santiago. So I think this is the eighth session. My seminar all year is the science of kirtanam, the science of chanting. And tonight we will finish the final selection in Canto 1. Srila Prabhupada explains that the Srimad Bhagavatam compares to Krishna's form. Krishna has two lotus feet, which represents Cantos 1 and 2. In the Bhagavatam, it is recommended your darshan of Krishna should begin from the feet and gradually move upwards to the smiling. Is Krishna smiling? Yes. You're not going to see a deity of Krishna not smiling. Especially if Radharani is there. Krishna's deity has to be smiling. So the smiling face of Krishna is the 10th canto. That's the smiling face, but you have to proceed. Third and fourth cantos, the legs, then the thighs, then the waist, chest, up to the 10th canto, the smiling face. So we're at this final selection in Canto 1 is tonight. So I ask you to please raise your hands and chant the Maha Mantra.